Gemara says on the top of Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph, Kishem Shetruma Gedoyla Nitalis Ba'imad B'machshava, Kach Trumas Maisa Nitalis Ba'imad B'machshava. You could take Truma B'machshava. What does it mean B'machshava? So Tosfos says B'machshava means you can mamash do it B'shtika. You don't have to say anything. You could think that I want this to be Truma, and that's good enough to become Truma. So based upon this, Rabbi Kveger asks Akasha, it's really Rabbi Kveger and the Tshuva brings us down B'shem Rabbi Shai Pick. But we ask that from here is very shver on the something that the Beis Yosef writes. The Beis Yosef says that the reason why we don't make a bracha on bittul chametz is because bittul chametz is belev, it's b'machshava, and you don't make a bracha on something which is b'machshava. So effective b'shai pik, imken, how do you make a bracha on truma? On truma, everyone holds you make a bracha, and truma, according to the Gemara here, according to Tosfos, is b'machshava. The chayy should not be able to make a bracha if it's b'machshava, and if you see by truma you can make a bracha even though b'machshava, l'chayy who then by bittul chametz, so what's the pshat? In the Beis Yosef, Chayit Shver from this Gemara, according to Tosfos. And I was thinking that maybe it could be Miyashav like this, that there are really two different types of Machshava. There's a Machshava which is a mindset, it's a certain type of feeling you have to have in Machshava, and then there's a Machshava which is a deeper, which are words that are going through your head. In a Mashal, when a person is learning, you could do it with Machshava, but you're thinking the words of the Torah in your head. That's a Dibor b'Machshava. But you can have a machshava, which is not a dibur at all. It's not words. It's just a feeling. Like, mashal, the ending of being an anav. It's not words that are going through your head. It's a machshava. It's a mindset that you have, that you feel a certain hergish. So I think when the Beis Yosef says that you don't make a bracha on bittul chametz because it's been machshava, that's because bittul chametz is not a machshava of words in your head. You're not thinking certain words. You might have to think the words and it's kafa da'ara, but the main thing is the mindset that you feel. You must feel in your life that the chametz is kafir dara. Just saying the words, even saying the words in your heart, is not going to help unless you feel it. You have to feel and be margish that this is kafir dara. Something which is totally on the hargashis halev, that is not something you can make a bracha on. That's why you don't make a bracha on bittul chametz. Mashenkin, when we say that truma is nitalsim machshava, that's not the vart of a mindset, it's not a feeling that you have in your life. Over there, it's a whole different thing. Over there, the pshat is you have to think the words in your heart. Harezer truma, instead of saying harezer truma, you think harezer truma. It's basically words, but it's a words that you don't verbalize. That is not considered a machshava. They don't make a bracha, and that's concrete enough to make a bracha because there are actual words going through your head, and that to be said, so it would be masculine to make a bracha. And it's only when it's not even words; it's just a machshava and a hergish you have to feel, like by bittul chametz. That's when you don't make a bracha.